Mambo vipi everyone, and karibu to Ado Valley Podcast, the number one Kenyan music podcast. I go by the name Ado to the Valley, and today in the studio I have a guest, so I'll let our guest introduce himself.
Yeah, wagwan my pupils, hapa ni 99er. Yeah, na rep mtaya Juja pale hivyo.
Jujamaica is in the building.
Jujamaica is in the building, bro.
Hapo sawa kabisa, fresh kabisa. So, 99er.
Yes, sir.
Karibu to Ado Valley Podcast.
Shukran, thank you for having me, bro.
It's a pleasure to have you as well here. So, tumeanza na mangoma kadhaa. I think zili drop kama singles.
Yeah.
And funny enough, izi ngoma, hata nikicheki YouTube na streaming sites, like si ngoma za kitambo sana. I think the oldest song ni mwane like 8 months ago.
Yeah.
So nilikuwa na try kufind your debut single. So sijuko hizo zine tumecheza. Is there anyone that was like your debut single?
Not really. I was just dropping like after every Friday, after 2 weeks. So, and then so nika come like I did a major project recently. Yeah. So akukwa like at in a debut, I guess, because nilikuwa na posting something back, and then hiyo account ilipoteanga, so sikushinda nikishughulika nayo, so nikaanza like a fresh. So when nilianza fresh, nilianza na hiyo account yenye niko nayo sasa. Hizo songs nilikuwa na drop up, ilikuwa nazi drop tu kama singles like every Friday ama once 2 weeks.
Okay, awesome. So kwa zile ngoma tumecheza, not mention them in any particular level, tumecheza. So tumecheza a song called Mazishi Matanga.
Yeah.
Then we had one featuring Moon Guy and Tela Mbaya, which was called Drink Kwa Glassy.
Yeah, shout out to the boys, bro.
Acha Ikam. So Tela Mbaya, is it the one and only Tela Mbaya?
Yeah, it's the one and only Tela Mbaya.
Okay, so just get Tela Mbaya akiroga.
Actually, we're going to group na bro yake.
For real? Yeah. Wanajitaji?
Najo Mungai atani message.
Oh, so okay, najo mimi nimemsikia for the first time kwa ingoma yako. I've never heard him like
wako na ngoma flani doko pori, ngori sana.
Pori?
Yeah.
Maybe. No, but sidhani nimewasikia.
Like unajua wako sana hawaja like bahaja establish kama rapper kama msanii.
Yeah.
Yeah, but bro yake is the real deal kwa ngoma, ni mzii.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. So mimi ningetaka kujua ilikuwaje uka include kwa hii ngoma, mli vibe kwa studio ama ilikuwaje mkapatana kwa hii track?
Niko na best yangu fulani anaitwa Shira, shout out. Walikuwa na one hang out now, best fulani anaitwa Kona. So like wakasikiza hiyo song ilikuwa na tu verse yangu na chorus. So like after wameisikiza, Mungu akadaini aje anaweza dai ku jump on kwa hiyo track. One thing led to another, tukajipata pango, tukarecord hiyo shit. Na the rest is history.
Kama venye wanasema. Awesome. Alafu, there's another song called Bridging, which ni kali sana, umetema hapo kutema.
Shukran, bro.
Awesome. Alafu, kuna ngoma flani hapo kunao na best yangu, anaitwa Roman.
Roman, you know, that's my brother, bro.
Yeah, Roman. I think sayako Bez UG.
Yeah, kwa UG.
Yeah. Shout out to Roman, bro. All the way in 256.
Yeah.
Anatusikiza hapa right here in 254. So the song is called Always With AK.
Yeah,
Always With AK. Always With AK. So this song in a sound so deep.
Yeah, actually it is.
So was it a dedication to somebody?
Yeah, like one tribute to a brother, R.I.P. And it was Enoch with AK.
Oh, yeah. Enoch with AK. Because actually it's from a project by, I think it's an EP by Roman.
Yeah.
And the first song is called LLE.
Long Live Enoch.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I saw like a couple of guys did post him when he passed on, and I didn't know the guy until Roman released that EP.
Yeah.
And then when I was listening to the old EP, now I'm seeing it's real deep. Actually, and that was the first time I came across your name.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're not in my radar.
Yeah.
So that was the first time you came into my. I just saw your name. I didn't know you as a person, but I just saw that name, 99er.
Yeah, we here now, bro.
Yeah, now we are here. So so the song really sounds so deep, and I like to know the whole tape. What was the relation with you, with Enoch, and also how the two of you meet up to just dedicate the whole EP or, and the song?
Actually, funny thing.
Yeah.
Me and Anok to my quote to Kiongea like from early, like somewhere from 2015-2016. But the first time I actually met the nigga, ilikuwa time ya video ya tech ya Roman.
Okay.
Crazy thing. You know, university yeah. work. So yondo ilikuwa the first time. So hata ikuanga like ati ni kama tunajuana the first time ilikuanga tu ni aje yo.
Oh.
Bro, wagwan. Nini yeah. alinipa? Energy akanipa. Love like alikuwa real nigga from then. Na kutoka yo day tukaanza ku hang out, ameni host kwake, tukakuwa ma bro yani. Ile design neza call na ata pick up, atakuwa there for me. Adi like nikiwa down, alikuwa anuliza, "Hey bro, jana nilicheki by the way kwa fiti. Unaweza de kubonga." Alikuwa that kind of person. Unaona?
Okay.
So like he was a so as a matter of friend, was like a brother to me really.
Okay.
Yeah. And oh mana finishing it to keep up with the K. Yeah.
Awesome. Now I get it. So because actually even the way the song is written, always with the A is small, then yeah. the K is caps.
Unajua funny thing, unajua hiyo always the K will talk up.
No.
The K?
Yeah.
Aliko naitangwa Enoch. So unajua kuna kuna Enoch ya CH.
Yeah.
Sasa ukimwai muitana Enoch na CH. Utajiongelesha bro. Utabonga solo. Aliko atunauliza nani eh hata kama una uko wapi ama uko kwa shida gani umuite na CH.
Yeah.
Umtext na CH ona imeandikwa hivyo. Uongo. So like tunabudanga hata ile janga alikuwa anakuambia it's with a K. So like ikada akadabiwa with a K.
With the K.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Enoch with a K.
Awesome. That is really awesome, man. RIP to the brother.
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah, but your legacy lives on. Because actually, people like 99 are here, inspire and still want to carry that flame banner. Yeah. So I'd like us to go and listen to the new tape that you have dropped. Actually, is it a tape or an EP? It's an EP.
Yeah.
Awesome. So this one is what you have used. Like, let's say now you have packaged yourself as 99er.
Yes.
Yeah, because yes. you said you can't really say you did have a debut single that you pushed. Like, yeah, this is my debut single. Yeah,
it was just dropping.
Yeah. So actually, if we go back to this recent project that you have done, is something that you can say that's when 99er, like, you have packaged yourself, you can start introducing yourself yes, to
yes,
the game.
Yes, yes, yes. So this is me, like, being me. This is me unfiltered. Yeah. So this is me. Introduce really kwa wale watu wa janisikiza before. So like tunaanza upya. So like kama ujasikiza any projects ama I am 99er, the EP ina ku bring more close to home because ni everything 99er is.
Awesome. So anataka tuende tukasikize mangoma kadha from I am 99er.
Let's go
with the new EP. Then we come back atueleze mbili tatu about the new project.
Yes, sir.
This is Radio 254 and the name of the show is Ado Valley Podcast, the number one Kenyan music podcast.
Yep.
Before we went for a music commercial break, you were explaining to us how this EP is all about you. And I'd like to know, who is this 99er?
Well, really not about me, because I have a different life, to be honest. 99 is just a character I'm playing, to be honest. Yeah, I have a different life. I'm 99. I'm Ian in real life. So if you know me as Ian, and if you know me as 99er, two different people. Because as 99er, I have to prove like a point. I have to prove a point. Any everything I couldn't say as Ian, everything I can't say as Ian, I do it as 99er. You get?
Yeah.
So as 99er, I can attack your mic. Me fuck your feelings. Fuck everything, is just me trying to prove a point. You get?
Yeah.
So like I am 99er, you know, ngalelea kuhusu family.
Okay.
Because family matters to me so much. Na kwanga nimeka family hapo, and family kwangu si ati blood tu. Kuna friends who have become family, and pia you know ngalelea ukisikiza I am 99er unaweza get like 99er napenda fam. And a family, like on your aspect of family, you get.
Yeah.
And kujibamba still, letting loose, just like taking, letting the world take whatever penyera peleka still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'd like to know, who are the producers you have worked in this project? Because First of all, we played intro freestyle. Yeah. Then it was followed by the interlude, which is called Bob Proctor's. And then the third track there is called Chubby, featuring Moon Guy.
Yes,
so
yes.
Something, I don't know if you listeners or you have noticed something with those three tracks, the way they are following each other. The thing is, the intro has an aspect on the next record coming. So, like, there's a beat at the end of the intro freestyle. There's like an intro of, there's like an out, the outro is an intro to the second song.
Yes, yes.
Which is the interlude.
I'm glad you caught that.
and then the interlude, its outro, it has an intro of the third. Yo, that was crazy. Actually, where that idea?
It was my idea, but the person who brought it to life, oof, shout out to Big M, the real genius. That's my producer. He produced actually most of the songs kwa EV.
Okay.
Yeah, but like kwa hizo songs tatu nilikuwa nataka ku get message across. Awesome. So kisikiza like the outro to the intro.
Yeah.
Na kisikiza the interlude and then Chubby. Kuna story yake.
Yeah.
So like ukisikiza na understand, kuna message in a letter.
Yeah, definitely. Because that was very unique. I've listened to a lot of projects, but that one,
thank you, gang.
You're the first artist I've seen with that, because it's crazy. I've never had something like that. It's mind blowing. That's why, like, yo, when I was like, did I get that right? Because I'm like, okay, it has gone to the next song, but yo, there's something this guy did. Yeah, that is really, yo, shout out to your producer for doing
shout
that.
Out to the real Big M.
Yeah. When they say artist, now that's what they're talking about. The art.
Really.
Yeah, in everything. Yeah, and another thing about coming to your cover. I can see it is your face. Yeah, but it's like one face. The other one is blacked out.
Yes,
but
yes.
There's like a... the only seeing eye, can I call it like that?
Yeah.
So was there any message you were trying to portray with that artwork?
Yeah, actually, it symbolizes the third eye, the pineal gland. The pineal gland in signifying a lot of things. It's the intuition. It's what makes us. It's the soul, really. So like, focusing more on the soul aspect rather than the ego, trying to be the I am. You get?
Yeah, I get you, because you know the title of the project is I am.
Yeah, I am is very strong. It's an affirmation. I am strong. I am everything I want to be. But in the EP, I chose to be 99er.
Awesome. You know, when you're introducing yourself as Ian and 99er, you have said everything, but there's one thing I've caught in this tape you have not mentioned.
Yeah.
And that is your twin.
It was my twin.
You and your pocket and the money.
Oh, my chubby twin. Oh, yeah. I mentioned him. I made a whole song about him, though. that's my twin for real.
Yeah, so.
But I ain't rich.
But you're
manifesting it still.
Yeah, but on the tape, you're heavy, because we have just played the intro, because that is the interlude, then Chubby, like we can call it the second track there.
Yeah.
So like from those two songs, you can say like I Am 99 is all about the dough.
Yeah.
Give me the check. You have also mentioned about family, because when you get the money, you've said when you get the money,
spend everyone, it all on the family.
Yeah.
Cut the check to everyone. Let the whole gang eat.
Yeah, awesome. So I'd like us to go to another song. Then we're going to come back on I Am 99er, the EP by the man himself.
99er, Hip Hop Messiah, you dig?
Yeah, and we come back, we're going to talk more about 99er and the EP.
Dang.
Yeah, awesome. So you know on that song, Chubby, your tag goes there, Hip Hop Messiah.
Yeah.
Where do you consider yourself as Hip Hop Messiah?
Well, I'm just the second coming, really. Second coming of a new wave. Second coming of conscious rapper, rather. marapa waongelelei tu about the trending things, cloud wanna ji express, wanna use hip hop for what it really is, self expression, you get.
Awesome. So I get you on that. So actually, that is the, you know, you remind me of somebody known as Dopamine.
Dopamine.
Yeah, Dopamine is the sharp messiah.
Shout out to the sharp messiah.
Yeah, so I'd like to hear a collab between you, hip hop messiah and the sharp messiah. That one can be really lit. Yeah, so coming back to your EP, you've just played the track Haitaki Hasira. Yeah, so what's the song all about?
Haitaki Hasira, yani life haitaki pressure. Haitaki Hasira, do you just vibe? Vibes too. And I'm saying kulele ya sijui kiburi na tishanaje mambo haitaki hasira, just breathe. Take a chill pill. Have fun. That's what life is about.
Yeah, and that is coming to the way you're saying, like, life, you take life the way imekuja. Yeah, and I can see you trying to portray that in most of your songs, and like, it's not that really serious because it's life at the end of the day.
That's all you have. It's life at the end of the day.
Yeah, awesome. So, another thing I've noticed with this EP. So far, you know, we have played four songs. Yeah. And the way you have said it, it is more about you. It's like what Ian can't say is using 99er to say. So this message that you're trying to push to people out there, what is this message for those who can decipher your EP?
I mean, revolutionize. Thank you. Yeah. And really just standing up for you, who you really are, to be honest. Like, most of the time, mimi nikiwa, like, most of my life nikiwa primary, nilikuwa na get bullied a lot because I was chubby. No. So, like, I was having a hard time in primary school, you dig? Ilifika mahali pia pressure kafanya, like, nika get skinny. But like growing up, if you can place it or not, come on. I say that at the end of the day, say a lady shit kwa place me na kama and if any anything really.
Yeah.
So like, ni be you, be your own person. Be the I am in your life. What's the Iroka life you are still?
Awesome. So far in the EP, you've only done one feature, which is a song we have already played, Chubby.
Okay.
And you've done it with Moon Guy. Why only one feature?
That song really had a kuna story behind it. Yeah. Ni venye tu that song ili fit in kwa story ya Kenya nilikuwa na dai kutell.
Okay.
Na ilikuwa kutoka kitambo, like me and Munga did that song. We started talking about it at like around 2020. That's when Chubby was born.
Okay.
So imekuwa like ni trusting the process still. And when your project really come, ilikuwa like, you know what? You know,
fitting.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I want us to go to listen to another song. Then we jump back in with more questions to Mr. 99er.
Gang.
Yeah, the name of the EP is I Am 99er. You're listening to Adoveli Podcast right here on Radio 254. Yeah, so for the guys that didn't know, Hip Hop Messiah can sing.
Yes, sir. And
this song is funny. You know, I've been listening to a lot of drill songs, but there's not even a single one that I can remember someone singing all through.
Well, it happened. And funny thing about this song, I actually did it in one take.
For real?
Did it in one take. The producer was shook. Shout out Big Game. Alikuwa ananiambia, bro, nimeona vitu mingi lakini yako ni different. I actually held the mic on my hand, closed my eyes, and sang my heart out, and Nerves was born.
And funny enough, you know, this song, out of all the songs that are in the EP, this is the second longest song.
Yeah.
And you're telling me you did it in one take. So I'd like to know, you know, drill beats are different. I don't know, like, what, like, pushed you to, like, yo, I'll just sing on this one. I don't care.
Nerves to me is a song about me fighting anxiety and depression. That's why, like, I'm saying I'm fighting myself. Ni me versus me, but siwezi jigonga. So I'm just constantly fighting with myself, but I can't do anything really. So I just wanna calm my nerves using the holy herb. You dig?
Yeah, awesome. And actually, I wish you could have come across this song because we did a Kenyan 420 mix. This one would have fit in right here. I think when did the EP drop?
It dropped the next day.
Yeah, 21st. Yeah, that's why we missed it because we actually dropped our mix on 20th. Just at midnight. So definitely, but it's a really good song and different. Thank out you, of bro. All the drill songs that I've had, yo, this one is way, way different. Yes. When my first listen to it, I could not even believe it. Even at some point, I thought like, oh, wait, is it the same guy? Like, because there are like two different voices in it.
Yeah,
so you're switching them like, okay, but then I listened well and I'm like, okay, it's just you doing the whole song all together.
Yeah.
Crazy. Another thing, I Am 99er
yes.
was released under which label?
I Am 99er was released it was actually independent.
It was independent.
Yeah.
When it came out, I saw like LOLMOB Records.
Oh, yeah, that's my own thing. I'm trying to start like my own thing. LOLMOB, that's love, loyalty over love, money over bullshit.
Oh, yeah. So we can say it was released under
LOLMOB, okay.
LOLMOB.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, awesome.
Because I'm trying to start my own thing, like eventually.
Awesome, yeah.
That's me and my brother, Washira. Jema, this is a yando likuanga ule mse like ile time mara nilikuanga like on the verge of quitting all this because I was struggling, bro. Ilifikanga point like na dayadi ku quit every fucking thing, like imefika mali depression, imepiga my head disease na day fuck it. Naweza exist tu. Acha nipotee ni exist. So but like yeye alikuwa na kama ananishonea je bro, actually uko na kipaji. Do this shit. Fanya this shit.
Yeah.
Ilibidi nime dig deep sana nijifind kupata hiyo nguvu, hiyo energy, ndo nirudi tena bado kwa stu. So like tulianzisha anga hiyo stuff na because he's one of my most loyal friends.
Awesome. So at the moment you can say it is only you and the only artist at LOLMOB.
Yeah, me.
Okay, awesome. So actually Washira is like, it's just supporting you with everything, technicality and everything.
Yeah, let's say that. We can say that.
Awesome. Yeah, so I want us to go on a music break. We listen to one song and then we come back again to get to know more about 99er with the EP.
Let's go.
Yeah. And we have a guest in the studio. He goes by the name
99er Hip Hop Messiah. You dig?
Definitely, and it's all about that I Am 99er EP. And this is like an introduction for him to the game. And so far, we have listened to a couple of songs in the EP. And yo, this is something different because each song and the way the project is structured, different. So I'd like to know, except you and the producer, is there any other anyone who was involved to make this project to come to
definitely.
Life?
Definitely. Shout out Roman. Awesome. Roman did his whole thing.
Shout out to Roman all the way in 256, Abaganda.
Yeah, Abaganda. Ubilanj.
Yeah, but he's a Kenyan. He's just now he's based in 256.
And shout out Hugo Beats. Hugo Beats, to find a song to Kirongai. And so it's Big M, Roman, and Mansa. Shout out Anjui, my brother. And Hugo Beats, our one.
Awesome. So it's a lot of contribution to this tape because it is a project that was well thought through.
Yes.
Because the way it's structured and each and every song, the way it's sounding, something that was done with people knowing what they want to do.
It's actually like just letting people have a ride in or take a trip in my mind. So like I want you to understand how 99 thinks, what is, what makes 99 a 99, what does 99 love. That's it. Put it all in a project.
Awesome. You know, you have mentioned Chubby featuring Munge. It was a song that you worked on in 2020.
Yes.
So I'd like to know 99, just to compile it as a project, how long did it take you to do that?
Well, apart from that song, most of them like actually took like 2 months, really. 2 months to get ready. Chubby was a track we did. We didn't actually even record it. Yeah. We spoke about it and he told me that he has a perfect verse, and well, that's my brother I had. Yeah.
You had to add him on the EP.
Yeah, I had to.
Awesome. So if somebody didn't know, you better ask somebody. Yeah, because 99 is in the building.
Let's go.
Yeah, and we've just played the song titled Better Ask Somebody.
You better ask somebody.
Yeah. So what is these people have to ask about around?
Well, nothing really. You know, like, kunayo, you better, the people who know who I am,
yeah,
really know who I am. And that's why I'm saying, like, you better ask somebody about me. You better ask the people who know me deep.
Yeah. So you know, we are coming to the end of the EP because you only left with one song. But before we get to the song, I'd like you to tell guys how they can get your music, how they can stream your music, and how they can find you on social media.
Okay, so if you want to find my music, it's N9NETY N9NER. Like it's 99, but the I's have replaced with 9.
Awesome.
Yeah. On everywhere.
Awesome.
So cool. Like Twitter, like Osama been drinking dot a lot.
Yeah.
But everywhere else, 99 really, but the eyes gonna replace 9. Symbolic, you get.
Yeah. Awesome. So with the singles that we started the show with, I think a couple of them, like 2 of them, I've seen, they've already shot videos for them.
Yes.
What's the plan for I Am 99 and the EP?
I Am 99.
Yeah. Are we going to see visuals?
Most definitely, yes. I want to express myself in a way that people can actually see. As Ataka like was saying, apart from like kuiskiza, one as I watch now, as I go in a stand. Yeah. So definitely, no visuals coming up.
Yeah. Do you have like a date or something for when the visual will be dropping? That's a top secret.
Yeah, top secret.
Yeah, so I want to close the show with Catch Up Vibe.
Yeah,
I want guys to catch a vibe.
Let's go.
With I Am 99. So yes. Just tell us what the song is all about.
Yeah, well, 99 Catch a Vibe. Yeah. Catch a Vibe is a compilation of a lot of feelings. So it's just you catching a vibe, really. Just take a blunt, sit down, listen to the song and catch a vibe.
Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, when they say EP, this is definitely the I can say like a typical EP, because, you know, an EP, you don't want to take a lot of their time. So like...
just enough to grab their attention.
Yeah. And is that the idea you had when you are doing this project? Because most of the songs here, Averagely, 2 minutes.
Well, kitu poeta kangi story mob. So, ukiwa patia kidogo kidogo, inakuwa like ni wana hook ni kama drug addicts. But like, mziki pia ni fiti, the rest, tunapatana next year kwa album.
Yeah, awesome. So, nice. So, after the EP, there's an album coming.
Yeah, there's an
album. To drop this year or next year?
Next year.
Next year. So, meaning you're still working on it?
Yeah, I'm actually, I already started the clockwork.
Okay.
Work all day.
Awesome. So, guys, remember you can catch Ado Valley Podcast on Twitter at Ado Valley Radio, Facebook and Instagram is at Ado Valley. Make sure you stream Ado Valley Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Boomplay. And anywhere there's a podcast platform, just know Ado Valley Podcast is there. And also make sure you stream 99er Music everywhere, is everywhere, and all those DSPs, YouTube, you name it. His music is everywhere. He goes by the name 99er. For those who didn't catch his name, it is N number 9, N E T Y space N number 9 again, N E R. It is just pronounced 99er. But we have to go, we have to make it more creative with the name.
Yeah.
Long are the days when guys used to have like. Nowadays, the artists, they come in a unique way. So make sure you stream 99er Music and you check out Ado Valley Podcast on all streaming platforms. And also make sure you subscribe to Radio 254 YouTube channel and also follow Radio 254 on all social media platforms, because here we keep it 100% Kenyan music. And you know, courtesy of Ado Valley Podcast and Radio 254, now you know 99er, yeah, representing.
Hello world mob, shout out the gang.
Yeah,
shout out to everyone who has helped me like come up with in the making of this EP. Shout out to my family, shout out to my friends, and most definitely shout out to 254 Radio and shout out to Ado Valley, the man himself.
Shukran.
Yeah, gang.
Yeah, so we're going to sign out with Catch a Vibe. And you're going to catch a vibe on Ado Valley Podcast and Radio 254. So until next week, same time, same place. Asante sana for tuning in. And inshallah, let's meet again.